What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, May 4th, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, or Pauhana Friday, as we say locally. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, so we're going to get the cervezas out there and have a little bit of a party there. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's been a very, very busy news day. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A reminder that the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three with her unique perspective on the world. And before we get into the news, a little bit of an announcement. As you know, we've been talking about this promotion with the Front Sight Firearm Training Academy, where for a one-time donation of $500 to RBN, you will get a lifetime commander's membership at Front Sight. A lot of benefits to it. Apparently, this promotion has been very, very popular. And Front Sight and RBN have just announced the promotion does not end tomorrow, like the commercial has been saying. It has now been extended to June 2nd. So that is really, really good news for those of you who were thinking about excuse me, a lot of dust in the air. Had a little sneeze there. For those of you who are thinking about getting into the to this promotion, you now have a little more time to save up your pennies and nickels and dimes and get on in on the action. So that's a little bit of good news for all you Second Amendment enthusiasts. And rather, I think, symbolic that this announcement comes out on the same day that Trump is addressing the National Rifle Association Convention. And he's out there saying all the right things. He believes in the Second Amendment, making America great. But we'll see what happens. More about the gun issue a little bit later in the show. But I'd like to start with what is kind of local news, but it has already gone international. As you know, yesterday we had a pretty large eruption of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, actually originating at what's called the Pu'u'o'o Crater. And some of the lava got into residential areas of Leilani Estates, and there were lava fountains 150 feet in the air. 10,000 people have been ordered to evacuate. Now, the good news is that eruption has subsided, but nobody is willing to say that that's going to be the end of it. I was overlooking at the tilt meter data at the Hawaii Volcano Observatory, and the deformations are still increasing, and that's really a kind of a bad sign. We're also, you know, possibly going to get some more large earthquakes. But for the moment, it looks like this eruption is over. What seems to be happening is the craters higher up on Kilauea are draining of lava. And from the quake pattern and the release near Leilani Estates, it looks like that whole mass of molten lava is traveling down the side of the mountain underneath the ground and looking for places to pop on through. So I don't think this is over yet until it basically reaches the sea. But that's where we are on that, and it has gone international. Now, I got a lot of emails from people who read Hawaii volcano, and they were concerned. And as I mentioned yesterday, Claire and I live on the island of Oahu. When they're talking about the Hawaii volcano, they're talking about the island of Hawaii, not the entire state. And I know it's a source of confusion, which is why locally we don't refer to the island of Hawaii as Hawaii. We call it simply the Big Island, because it is. It's a very big island, very beautiful island as well. They've closed off that area because inevitably when you have a major eruption, there are people who want to get on in there and get selfies with it, and that is a really, really bad thing to do. And I know it's a national park, but it is still an active volcano, as yesterday's eruption showed, and it is and can be very, very dangerous. So anyway, apparently we already have a phone call, so let's start with Mike in Chicago. Mike, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I figured I'd give you a call now, and you could talk. You're probably going to talk about this a little bit later on in your show. Anyway, the unemployment report was very positive. It came out today. You know, one thing I'd like to, again, mention is the participation is either 62 or 63%. that in mind, the U.S. population is, I believe, 230 million people. I'm not that great with numbers, but help me out, you know, if I make a mistake. But also, I believe there's 323 million people in America. 23 million people are undocumented. Okay?
Yes.
You can look that up. Okay. So you got a participation. Okay, now, these undocumented workers, I mean, are they included in this participation, in this unemployment statistic? I mean, I rather
doubt it, because they can't be acknowledged by the businesses that employ them.
Exactly. So, okay, well, you see, there's always, you know, Wall Street's always going to rally, you know, and start pouring cheap money and buying back their own stock, all that garbage. You know, but let me just think about one other thing. The overtime. There's been a really huge increase in overtime. Okay, again, we're looking at this unemployment number, and I have a hard time with it too. I mean, looking at it's so broad based, the industries and all these other variables, but there's been a huge increase in overtime. And here's another thing. Wages, there's no wage inflation, okay? This week we're at all-time lows in unemployment number, but yet there's no wage inflation. Wages are I'm not going to say they're stagnant, but you're not seeing increase in wages, all right?
Basically, what you're saying is this report doesn't make sense. It's typical government doublespeak, and you're absolutely right. Now, obviously, there are sectors of the population that can't work, the elderly, the very young. But if you look at that labor force participation rate, you find that somewhere in there, there's about 90 million Americans who want jobs who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. And they're simply not included in these calculations. It's just a way of cooking the books. You're absolutely right. If there was this much of a shortage of labor, wages and salaries would be going up. And one of the things that allowing the illegals to flood into this country has done is to allow businesses to keep wages and salaries low.
That's correct. Exactly. And, you know, I would like to bring up Los Angeles, California, as being a welfare state. And, you know, the homeless problem over there, is it associated with this welfare state? You know, enforcing corporations and companies to Texas. You know, there's everybody's fleeing California, right? And
yes.
Also, do these undocumented workers are they able to vote? They shouldn't be voting if they are. And I don't think they're going to vote Republican unless the Republicans, you know, water down their logic and what they
The Democratic leadership has already come out and said they literally rely on the illegal immigrant vote to hang on to power. And it's all illegal, and I don't understand why Trump isn't doing something about it. Now, thank goodness we had that court ruling in Texas that said, yes, they can have a voter ID law, because something has to be done about our very crooked election system. We had our faces rubbed in it in 2016. Hillary and the DNC stole the primary away from Bernie Sanders. They tried to steal the White House away from Donald Trump. It's an out-of-control mess. You've got people like Nancy Pelosi saying that they don't see anything wrong with rigging the primaries. Well, how do you call yourself the Democratic Party if you don't believe in the democratic process?
Yeah, and you know, with this welfare state, I mean, just talking to you right now, we're looking at this. I mean, I would almost want to associate that with the homeless problem, and the crime rate is increasing. If you look at those statistics in California, crime is increasing. Yeah. You know, and then when I looked at this homeless problem, these drug addicts are just laying on the side of they're defecating on themselves. I mean. Wow, I mean, this stuff just blows you away.
It's real third world. It's real third world. Yeah. California is not the beautiful state that Claire and I lived in and got married in anymore. And when we talk about moving back to the mainland, California is definitely off the list. We don't want to go back there. We want to go somewhere in the Midwest. Anyway, Mike, I got to let you go. I got a lot of news I got to cover today, so thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
I love your show, and have a great weekend, and thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you very much. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network and getting back into the news. Polls are showing that support for continuing the Iran deal among the American people has reached its highest point. And apparently the numbers are 56% of the American people polled in the Morning Consult political survey backed the continuance of the nuclear deal. 26% opposed it. Everybody else was undecided. So for Trump to unilaterally pull out of the Iran deal, he's going against the will of the people, including the people who voted him into office. Now, one of the problems we're dealing with, of course, is that Mike Pompeo is a real hawk on Iran, and he's going to reinforce Trump's worst instincts when it comes to dealing with Iran. And Trump has just surrounded himself with really, really bad advisors. And unfortunately, I think the problem that is emerging now is that Trump is actually very easy to manipulate. I think he's seeking too much approval from the Washington insiders, and they're using it against him to steer him on the course they want to deal with. Now, over in Syria, as you know, Israel had issued a warning for Russia to stand down supporting Syria or they would be attacked. Russia, of course, came back and said, are you kidding? And so Israel is now trying a different approach. They're reminding Russia that Israel did not join the Western sanctions against Russia. And now they're saying you should be grateful and repay us with a more pro-Israel approach to Syria and Iran. So he's trying a charm offensive. He's trying a little bit of softness in negotiation. I don't think that's going to work either. Now, European diplomats are saying that they think that Netanyahu choreographed his Iran dog and pony show with the United States, that he didn't just come up with it himself, that it was done in concert with the U.S. government. And given how quickly Trump came on out and used it to claim that he was 100% right about Iran, it seems to make sense. We know that Netanyahu has family connections with Trump. We know that a lot of Trump's advisors routinely communicate with Israeli representatives. I think the surprise would be if there hadn't been coordination between Israel and the U.S. on this dog and pony show. Now, getting on over into Syria, the British Ministry of Defense has revealed, seemingly by accident, that British drones are firing what are called thermobaric weapons in Syria. And the disclosure came as a Freedom of Information response to drone wars detailing the use of Reaper drones over the previous 3 months. And in response, the Ministry of Defense gave a breakdown of the type of Hellfire missiles fired, stating that 19 AGM-114N4 and 44 AGM-114R2 had been used. Now, the N version of the missile uses what's called a metal-augmented charge warhead that contains a thermobaric explosive fill. This creates a huge shock wave, which then collapses back on itself, creating a huge vacuum, and basically destroys the internal organs of anybody in the vicinity. So it's a very, very nasty weapon. When you see a fireworks show, and you're seeing all the pretty fireworks go up, every once in a while, there'll be this one firework. Its technical name is a report, and it's just a single white dot, but it makes the biggest bang of all. That's basically an aluminum-based explosive, and that is very similar to what they're using in these thermobaric bombs. Now, apparently, the U.S. government does not like failure, and the white helmets clearly failed to create a believable case for a chemical weapons attack in Douma. And as a result, the U.S. is now freezing funding for the group because their credibility has crumbled after this latest false flag and more exposures that they're actually working in league with the very various terrorist groups. They try to present themselves as impartial. They're just there to help the people of Syria. But more and more, it's obvious they're definitely on the anti-Assad side. Things are escalating over in Yemen. According to Middle East Monitor, U.S. forces are now deployed to assist the Saudis in Yemen. And they're sending in these Green Beret soldiers to basically help destroy Houthi training camps and missiles to avert the risk of attack within Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia got really kind of tired of rockets flying in from Yemen, which is something you should expect when you invade another person's countries. And the U.S. now has boots on the ground in Yemen on the side of Saudi Arabia against the people of Yemen. Things are also heating up in Ukraine. We saw this coming. There were warnings a week and a half ago. The Donbass has been shelled 27 times over the last day. And this is obviously a violation of the ceasefire regime. Basically, the new Easter truce came into force in the Donbass on March 30th, but the parties to the conflict keep accusing each other of shelling. So that ceasefire is falling apart. Now, Russia is calling for EU nations not to become accomplices in Ukrainian war crimes. They're saying, please stop supporting Ukraine's nationalist, inhumane, and criminal operations against the Donbass republics. And, of course, they're mentioning the ceasefire violations. Now, despite the Russia bashing and Trump-Russia collusion and all the other nonsense, Trump has all of a sudden been talking soft about Russia. And he says he still wants to meet Putin. He wants to ease tensions between Russia and the U.S. and maybe limit the arms race, which is costing both countries huge, huge amounts of money. And Russia is saying, that's fine. We're perfectly open to that. Sergei Lavrov was being interviewed on Italy's Panorama magazine and said that Russia welcomes Donald Trump's desire to engage with Moscow. But then, the appropriate caution, the U.S. leader's deeds must match his words. And so far, we haven't gotten a lot of that out of Donald Trump. Remember, he was talking about pulling out of Syria, and then all of a sudden the Duma false flag attack, and we're back in there throwing 1.5 million missiles all over the place. Over in Great Britain, as you know, this Sergei Skripal case has gone silent. A lot of people are saying there's been a D-notice issued. For those who don't understand what that is, in Great Britain, the press is not really free. In fact, right now, I think they rank 40th in press freedom. And the government has something called a D-notice, which is simply sent out to all the corporate media saying, you will not talk about this story. And the Skripal story just simply vanished. Nobody's able to talk to the Skripals. The Russian diplomats are very angry at Britain's refusal to allow them access to people who are essentially Russian citizens. But the propaganda was that Skripal and his daughter were poisoned by Novichok, and that because Novichok is only produced in Russia, it had to be Russia. Well, it's now come on out that the Czech Republic produces Novichok. Portendal produces Novichok. The U.S. produced Novichok. And so the whole story keeps falling apart, and I think that's why they're just trying to make it go away. You know, don't look at the Skripal case. Oh, look what's happening over in Iran. Now, one diplomat came on out and said the claim that was made that 50 to 100 grams of Novichok were painted all over the Skripal's front door doesn't pan out, because that much Novichok would have poisoned the entire neighborhood, not just the Skripals. So another piece of pro-war Russia bashing propaganda falls apart. Interesting little story. It turns out India is the largest purchaser of Israel arms during 2017. And apparently Israel's military exports rose by 41% overall in 2017. And the largest distribution of sales, some 58%, was in Asia Pacific, with Israel's top three customers all originating from the region. Israel made a total of $9.2 billion in contracts. India bought $715 million worth of weapons. Vietnam, $142 million worth of weapons. And Azerbaijan at $137 million. Sales of Israeli weapons to Europe still accounts for 21% of arms sale income. Now this, oh, I have a question. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, a reminder, this promotional deal with Front Sight Firearms Academy has now been extended to June 2nd. And there will be no more extensions. Now, let's get back to the story I was talking about before the commercial break. Israel has a large domestic armaments industry. And in 2017, they sold $9.2 billion worth of weapons. They sell everywhere. They sell to India, Vietnam, all over Europe. And that raises an important question. If Israel makes their own weapons and they have so many weapons they can sell them all over the world, then why is the U.S. government sending U.S. taxpayer money to Israel for military aid? Just think about that for a minute. Israel has weapons. They make their own weapons. They have enough weapons where they can market them all over the world. Why do they need the American taxpayer to buy them more? Doesn't make any sense. Now, Donald Trump is pushing back on this story that came out in the New York Times that he was thinking about taking some of the troops out of South Korea. And he's now saying, no, he doesn't know where that came from. The New York Times has got egg on its face all over again. There's a lot of information that's coming out, being retracted, adjusted. There was that NBC story about the wiretapping of Michael Cohen. That's now been taken back. Speaking of Korea, the three American detainees who have been imprisoned for espionage in North Korea could be released across the border at any time now. In fact, it may have already happened. But it's another gesture of easing of relations between North Korea and the United States. Meanwhile, Beijing has installed cruise missiles and surface-to-air missiles on their man-made islands throughout the South China Sea, a move that one U.S. security analyst described as a clear offensive threat. Not really, because there's nothing around those islands in the South China Sea except water. They're only a threat to other countries trying to stick their nose into the South China Sea. And remember, at the end of World War II, there was a treaty signed called the Cairo Convention, which basically took all the lands conquered by Japan in World War II and returned them to their owners, including those islands which were returned to China. And this treaty was signed by all the major players, including the United States. These weapons that China are putting in are for defense. They want to be left alone. But the U.S. is ramping up the rhetoric, saying there will be consequences for this militarization of the South China Sea. This from the country that's been sailing warships through all through the area for the last couple of months. Now, the U.S. isn't saying what the consequences are going to be. But again, all this tough talk is very, very alarming. Meanwhile, the U.S. is accusing China of attacking their pilots with laser beams in Djibouti. And, of course, Beijing denies that. But supposedly, the U.S. lodged a formal complaint with China, alleging that the Chinese military injured two American airmen by directing high-powered lasers at their aircraft in Djibouti. So all I can say is, knowing what I know about lasers, they must have some really wonderful aiming devices. Getting over to Palestine, the specific type of ammunition that is now being used by Israel against the Gaza protesters has been identified as a butterfly bullet. And if you go to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, I included an image of what they look like. When I was a kid, they called them dum-dums. But it basically is this three-lobed bullet that fans out on impact, and it's designed to just absolutely smash the body of everybody that it hits. And the Gaza medics are just saying the damage is incredible. And because Israel is not allowing the Gazans to go to better hospitals in the West Bank, they're basically having to amputate any limb destroyed by one of these bullets. And these bullets are the deadliest the Israeli army has ever used, and would constitute a war crime. Now, Israel has taken the position that human rights law doesn't apply to the Gaza protests because they're saying that this demonstration by the Palestinians along the Gaza fence is a state of war. And the state of Israel has every right to use whatever military force they deem appropriate to fight back. Now, that is a very ridiculous thing to say. These protests are peaceful. They're carrying flags and signs. They're not carrying guns. They're being sniped at by Israeli snipers from 100 meters away using these exploding bullets. It's not a state of war. It's a massacre. And it's just as one-sided and horrific as Britain's massacre at Amritsar. And I hope, like Amritsar, this massacre in Gaza signals the beginning of the end of Israeli domination over Palestine, because it's gone on for way, way too long. And there are just too many hotheads in Israel who just say it's ours because the Bible says it's ours. And that is a really, really ridiculous way to create a foreign policy. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Okay, I'm not hearing the music. There it is.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, a reminder, the Front Sight Academy deal has now been extended to June 2nd. It does not expire tomorrow. And again, go to the websites and take a look. It's a really good deal. We're going to take some phone calls now, and we're going to start with Nick in England. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Thanks very much for taking my call. I just you were talking about the Skripal case again just now, and I didn't realize that the governor issued a D notice to keep it all silent from the press.
No, it's been asked. That's what happened. Okay, we don't know for a fact that it happened, but a lot of people are saying it might have happened because the British corporate media, for the most part, just seems to have let the story disappear.
Sure. Well, I've noticed that it's disappeared from the press, and it was very curious to me because, you know, and we've talked about this before, but when you think about it, I mean, these two and the daughter, you know, the daughter's got a cousin over in Russia who wanted to see her, and apparently she wasn't allowed to go and see her. And I think I read somewhere she had a boyfriend or a fiancé in Russia or something who also hadn't been allowed to see her. And you think that she's gone through, you know, the most traumatic thing. She nearly died in a coma for goodness knows how many weeks. And, I mean, it just simply, you know, doesn't make sense on any level. It is an idiotic story. And that's why, in fact, it's gone silent, I found so curious. you know, and I discussed with you in the past about the fact that Russians wouldn't bump him off, bump them off if they wanted to do it that way. And just the idea, when you talked about the Novichok being put on the letterbox or on the door, I mean, the idea that they'd accept as collateral damage, the postman was almost certainly going to die, any delivery people were going to die, you know, madness. The story is just insane from start to finish. So, and nobody is asking these questions in the British press at all. So I think it would make sense if it's been deliberately rubbed off the press. It seems like the logical explanation to me.
Yeah, it does make sense here. I mean, the media is very controlled by the government in both of our countries, and their job is to steer us from one lie to the next lie to the next lie. And when one lie collapses, oh, forget about that. We've got a new lie for you, and we'll polish up this lie a little bit better. And, oh, you don't believe that one? All right, well, we've got another lie over here that we're going to try and sell you. Low mileage, you know, still under factory warranty, brand new lie.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, listening to you and hearing, you know, I discovered through you things, you know, for example, the evidence of the children in The Hague from Syria who had this so-called chemical bomb attack, you know, this chemical attack on them. Now that that's all been shown to be a pack of lies, you would have thought if we had a free press that not only would that be reported on the front page, but it'd be on the front page of the newspapers with flashing red neon lights around it, you know, that we rushed to war in a split second because we couldn't wait five more minutes because of the incredible threat that people of Syria were under. And it's all turned out to be a load of nonsense and clear breaches of international war crimes. And nobody's talking about it in the press. Nobody over here.
Well, that's why the independent media is here. We're here to talk about the things the corporate media is trying to keep hidden. And obviously, all of you technically are part of the independent media when you take what we share with you and you share it with other people.
Mm, sure. Well, I know you keep a close eye on the U.S. press, and it wouldn't surprise you that sort of thing happens over there. But I just want to let you know that it's exactly the same over here. I'm sure you won't be surprised, but there it is.
Yeah, well, I remember, I was going to say, I remember 24 years ago when I stumbled into the Vince Foster affair. I was still living in the San Fernando Valley, and I'd worked at all three TV networks. I knew people there, and I had this information that the FBI had basically manufactured falsified testimony in the investigation. And I took it to my friends in the newsrooms, and they all said, we can't touch that. It's our job if we even mention that. And that was when I really began to understand that America's so-called free press isn't free at all. And it's rather ridiculous to see the White House Correspondents' Dinner out there patting themselves on the back for being a free press and being essential to democracy when they're, in fact, they're the Ministry of Propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, we live in an inverted world, it seems to me. It's
yes.
It's mad, yeah. Anyway, that was all I had for you tonight, Mike. Thanks very much, and talk to you soon.
All right, thanks very much. We're going to switch over to Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, there's so much on my mind. And as I sit here with what I called in about, and then I listened to your last conversation, so many other things were added to what I would love to say, but so I'm going to be brief, and I'm going to try to share a little bit of all of the thoughts, or some of the thoughts. Number one, I believe it's Zionists that have control of our country and the media, the news outlets, etc., number one. Number two, it's appalling to me that they can use religion to justify what they're doing over there to the Palestinians in grabbing this land and things, and yet they try to wipe religion out of our society. No Christmas trees, no, you know, they're trying to purify our society to their liking. And then as far as the, I can't even remember everything I wanted to say, but I have recently come across some information about a man who was set up by the government and wrongfully incarcerated. His name is Schaefer Cox. Have you heard about him?
I think I remember the name, yes.
He was up there in Alaska, and very eloquent. I would hope that we can generate some interest in his situation, and so that people can either send money to his legal team, do something to help this man. He sounds like you, Michael. They were establishing their own courts. They were doing things in a peaceful manner. He didn't call for any, you know, violent revolution or anything, and he was set up. And he's a young man. He has a young family. He has kids. They've sentenced him for 26 years for nothing, because we have a criminal government, and he was exposing it. Makes me furious.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to post this on the
no
next
respect.
Commercial break.
Thank you so much. I have absolute no respect for our government anymore. I think they're a bunch of thugs. I believe they killed James Traficant, or one of their thugs. One last thing. None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. And that's where we're at.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Michael.
More people are waking up to the realization that this country is very different from what we were told in the state-controlled schools and on TV shows and movies, that our votes don't really matter anymore, that we are just considered livestock by the ruling elites, that our only job is to provide them wealth and new workers and new soldiers, and that they have no regard for us otherwise, which explains why so many dangerous, questionable products are being sold into the marketplace with hardly anybody giving any notice.
Yes, all their little FDA and all their little organizations that they've set up to so-called protect us actually really harm us. So they don't allow the free market to function. They protect the chosen that they decide to be protected and come against people who have real remedies, like Stanislaw, I can't remember his name. Anyway, people who have had cures for cancer have been attacked and put out of business, and sometimes fear of jail. It's criminal. We have a criminal government.
Yes, we do.
It's very concerning.
We absolutely do. Well, we're trying to do something about it.
I appreciate everything you do. Yes, I so appreciate that, Michael. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
And we're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's not just our government. It's the whole Western world, Saudi Arabia, Israel. They're all corrupt because they're all on the same page. Mike, I just tuned in. I got late. What was the caller before her? Was he from Britain?
Yes.
He says we got an inversion. It's inverted totalitarianism. Britain, France, it's all the same group of people. It's an oligarchy. It's neoliberalism.
Yes.
You can smell it, see it, taste it. You know, Mike, we're in... Mike, did you hear Putin's putting together a new government? It's going to be a war... He's going to put a war government together, like, a war cabinet, basically, because he knows what's coming. It's scary now, Mike.
It's very scary.
Mike, I'm hearing people in Syria saying, I'll attack it. There's a lot of flights coming in from Russian cargo planes.
I would not be surprised at all. And there's a lot of cargo planes flying in and out of here. And, military cargo planes flying in and out of here.
They're not leaving, Mike.
No, they're not.
Russia's not leaving. They're not leaving. Iran's not leaving, Mike. I wanted to talk about Trump. Did you hear something like he was going to cut funding for the White Helmets?
Yes, we talked about that.
Why all of a sudden, though?
Because the White Helmets failed. They failed to create a convincing false flag chemical attack in Duma And Trump does not like failure. And he did his old apprentice thing and said, you're fired.
But what about the British? Are they going to go funny? Because 75 out of $100 million, $25 million only went to the white helmets from the State Department through USAID. $75 million comes from the British government. And, you know, the head of the white helmets, wasn't he a British intelligence agent who worked for MI5?
I think one of them is. The White Helmets doesn't seem to be a unified organization anymore. They've become somewhat factionalized. What Britain is going to do, I have no idea. But the White Helmets have been discredited. They are clearly not impartial. They're clearly not there to help all the Syrian people. They're a propaganda tool to be used against Assad. And I think Great Britain would probably... they should look at the optics of all of this and think about withdrawing their funding as well.
You know, Mike, I thought we were in Israel as dirty trickers, but Britain and France are, they've been around for a long time. You realize, I mean, they've been around for a long time. They're the kings of dirt. They put Israel there. They put Saudi Arabia there, right? As Saudi Arabia, not Arabia. So
yes,
they could be the king of the tricksters, right? Saudi Arabia, I mean, Britain and France at this point, I mean, they're dirty tricksters, Mike.
Yeah, they definitely are, but like so many other empires, their influence is waning. Now, obviously, France's interest in Syria is to go back to the golden days of colonialism, and we're seeing talk like that from a lot of the world power players. But I think most people in most countries don't want to go back to colonialism. Being a colonist in a colonial country isn't really a very good life. That's why the American colonists broke free from Great Britain. And I really don't want to see that happen. But you're right. France and Britain have been around for a long time. They've changed their form of government more than a few times, of course, but they retain the same cultural and historical identity. And yes, following World War I, they were very instrumental in drawing the map of the Middle East as it is today.
But they still have a lot, Mike, do you realize they still have those connections to the Middle East of today? You know what I mean? So they've been around for a long time. They know where the roads are. You know what I mean? They know.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, like, so... all roads lead to Britain now, do you think, or France? I mean, Mike, they got French military in Man Beach in Syria. There was pictures taken with American vehicles and French vehicles with American and French flags shown.
Yes.
And that's creeping me out because, you know, this is like empire, like what they did to India. And, you know, it's like the world's coming back around in a loop. You know, like it's like, colonialism should be dead. You know, like, what happened to the self-determination? You know, I mean, self-determination of people, Mike. Like, you know...
Well, that's what the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights promises us all. But I think we're seeing countries go back to colonialism because they can't do business on trade. We have seen... this is true in Great Britain and France and the United States. They don't produce as much as they used to produce. And so the only way they can draw wealth from other countries is by colonizing them or controlling them or regime changing it or whatever you want to call it. But it's a very predatory form of international relations. Again, it leads to more war.
But it's a different world now, Mike. It's 2018. Like, the technology has catching up. The U.S. is not technologically more advanced than China or Russia, believe it or not. I mean, everything has caught up. So it's a different
yes.
world. These people are still living in the past. Hey, Mike, I just want to remind people, May 9th is the Russian Great Patriotic War celebration. They need to watch that and watch all the new Russian vehicles and watch the old group of people who fought World War II that are still alive and stuff like that. We don't celebrate that here, Mike. Do you realize, like, we don't have those kind of celebrations that the Russians have because the Russians lost so many people? Nobody cares over here, Mike, or in the West.
Well, that's because...
The British
Justin,
should... I'm sorry, Mike.
I was just going to say, the reason we don't hear about that here in the U.S. is we're supposed to be focused on the 6 million Jews. and there are no other victims in our media or our history other than the Jews. There are no other victims in World War II, not even our own Americans.
But if it wasn't for the Russians, Mike, the British would cease. Do you realize if the Russians weren't there, Britain would be gone. France would be gone. The Europe would be gone. If it wasn't for the Russians, and look at how they treat them, like dirt. Like dirt. You know,
yes.
Russian aggression. Russian aggression. What aggression, Mike? They could have been in France in 5 days if they wanted. We talked about that yesterday. There's nothing there. There's no aggression. But these people keep pushing that because these people are crap. You know? And these people are leading us off a cliff, Mike. You know? I mean, I don't understand
okay.
how...
Okay, well, Dustin, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and I need to get back to the news. So we're going to close the phone lines for a little while, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to get back to some news here for a little while. We may open the phone lines a little bit later. Getting on back to Israel and Palestine, the Council on International Relations, which is a Gaza-based non-governmental organization, has issued an invitation yesterday to New York Senator Chuck Schumer to come to Gaza so that he can see what the Palestinian people are having to go through, and see that he and the Palestinian community share many attributes, from humble origins to a high value for education. And that is going to happen when pigs discover they are aerodynamic, because Schumer has had nothing to say about Israel's killings in Gaza, despite pressure from young Israeli progressives. Well, when he gets bought, he stays bought. Over at the Philadelphia Orchestra, they announced a visit to Israel, a concert tour in June of this year, and it sparked a tsunami of letters and protests by human rights advocates, and apparently subscribers and donors are withdrawing their support over this issue. People are getting fed up with Israel. And they're getting fed up with Israel's efforts to silence dissent on Israel, like happened in South Carolina. Somebody's got to get that law up to the Supreme Court and establish a precedent. The First Amendment allows us to criticize the actions of any government anywhere on earth. And trying to claim that criticism of Israel's government is anti-Semitism is as silly as claiming criticism of the Nazis is anti-Germanism. Hitler didn't do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. That's your problem. Now, it's not just the Palestinians who are suffering at the hands of Israel's escalations here. Israel is also, as one of the callers mentioned, they're also trying to erase Christianity. And apparently, the settler groups are vandalizing and destroying church property. And Jerusalem City Council has all of a sudden declared that churches have been using their property for commercial purposes, and therefore they owe $200 million in back taxes, and if they don't pay it, Israel will seize their properties. So Theophilus III, who's the Greek Orthodox Patriarch of Jerusalem and the most senior Christian leader in the Holy Land, is trying to get worldwide support for maintaining the status quo in Jerusalem. Now remember, that status quo was established with the original United Nations partition plan, which said Jerusalem is a shared city. But Israel has never really listened to any kind of authority coming from the UN. So it's not just the Palestinians. They're at war on the Christians. And that caller was right. You'll see cities where there are going to be Hanukkah, there's menorah, Stars of David, dreidels, and all of that. At the same time, they're attacking the placement of any Christian decorations on any land by saying, oh, it's a violation of the First Amendment. But if you make the same claim about their decorations, oh, you're being anti-Semite. We've got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.